always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and we are about to get it popping once again, man. This is the second show of the year, man, and we're just excited on what God is doing in our lives. Man, we're just going to enjoy what he's doing. We're going to continue to move forward. Matter of fact, let me give a shout out to a couple people, man, I was kicking it with yesterday. They from Tacoma, you know what I'm saying, Tacoma area. But they go by the name SLS Radio, Saving Lost Souls Radio. We met up at Applebee's, man, and just chopped it up, man. I'm excited. They're another radio station doing the same thing we're doing, man. And I think that is very important that we as believers continue to keep the kingdom mindset, the kingdom principles in line, man. And I got a brother that's doing the same thing that's going to join me in just a second, man. His name is Original. He's originally... Well, actually, he lived in Hawaii. He's going to tell us his whole story, man. But he reps Hawaii real hard. He actually was supposed to be in Hawaii, but he's actually out here in Washington right now, man. That would have been a cool look. I told him he would have been the first one that we did an interview with on Hawaii soil. But, hey, we can make it happen again another time, man. And today's topic is going to be all about God seekers. What is a God seeker? How is a God seeker different than somebody that seeks themselves? And what are the outcome of those who are God seekers? Those are some of the questions that we are going to be talking about, dealing with on today's topic. Hey, and I'm going to say this real quick. If you have a topic that you want to put in our topic vote, what you could do is go to yadadaking.com and send it to us, or send it to us via Facebook or Twitter. Whatever way you want to get it to us, man, make sure you get it into us, and we can definitely talk on that topic, man. Anything that you send, we're going to try to accommodate it. We're going to put it in the topic vote. We're going to spin that thing. We're going to figure out how we're going to get your topic out of there, and we're going to talk about it with one of your favorite artists on Yada the King Radio, man. Hey, NFL playoffs going crazy today. I don't know who won the last game yet, so I'm not going to say anything because some of y'all might not even know. So it's still going live, but I promise, man, we're going to have Original in just the next few minutes, man. And I'm going to do this, man. We're going to go to this new song right here that I got from J. Christ Remnant. They from Cali, man. The homie Black Knight does a lot of production with them. He's no stranger. We've heard his name a lot, and we're going to get it in on Yada the King Radio. J. Christ Remnant, I'm gone. Here we go.
I'm on the limb, busting out this atmosphere. Take me to the stratosphere. Call me George Jetson, cause I'm looking towards the future. I left my past behind, catch me in the next dimension. I'm sorry, met dimension. No need for me to mention how I was in my heyday. The new me is risen.
And can't nobody stop me, situations can't move me. Yeah, I'm rooted in the Lord, got his blood running through me.
Abilities are endless, see his love got me fearless. Got me standing on faith, and I got it by my feelings. Stay stagnant if you wanna, guaranteed I'ma be pushing. Standing on this word, kinda got your boys sprinting.
I hit the ground running, away from my past. Ain't ever going back, I'ma throw it in the trash.
Cause I'm gone,
I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone. Yeah, I'm
on my brain. Ever since the Lord came, your boy still never been the same.
No, sir.
Changed my heart like diapers. Took me out the darkness. Taking off my blinders. Gave me clear focus. I can see straight through the lies in the trash. Why would I go back to the worthless things in my past? That life was played out like the running man. I done found new life and broke off chains. Now I'm running, man. Usain Bolt on them, running for the prize. I can't quit now. See the fire in my eyes. Man, I'm this serious, so far from delirious. Was trapped in sin, but I made my exodus. And it ain't returning, bruh, cause I was made in this likeness, not in these greatness. Can't you see the features? Spitting image, take a picture, call it family portraits. When it's on my mind, can't settle for less. I'm done with leftovers, I want God's best.
I hit the ground running, away from my past. Ain't ever going back, I'ma throw it in the trash.
Cause I'm gone,
cause I'm gone, I'm gone. And now that I'm gone, I can see a brighter day. I'm so glad I stayed by, I had to get away. Get away, get away.
See you later, past, cause I'm gone.
Monster Rock City, man. We go hard.
I used to lean with it, but now I walk. No more chillin', I get mean with it and rip it. Rip the script and change the scene with it. And even though I'm a king with it, watch it boy rock.
I feel just like a monster, indestructible armor. And you cannot harm us, stomp us with bombs and rocket launchers. Lyrically we disarm, you better raise your alarm. Cause we ship atmospheres whenever we lift our arms up.
To get God honor.
Yeah, we kill the track, resurrect and we heal it back. For the kids and the silly fans, sadistic on Philly crack. Vicious of men, we throw the hook, then we reel it back. Look at Pharaoh eye to eye and tell him, get my city back. Footprints in the street, imprints in the beat. You've been cold for too long, in an instant feel the heat. The fire of God is moving and infusing with the ludicrous and studious kingdom music. Enthusiasts and truthfulness, we've been sleeping our souls and our lives away. But it's time to wake up to destiny at a time of day. Sleeping giants, meditate on that concept. One step closer to your victory conquest.
I used to lean with it, but now I walk. No more chilling, I get mean with it and ripping it. Rip the script and change the scene with it. And even though I'm a king with it, watch your boy rock.
I'm a monster in here. 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 I'm a monster in here.
I'm out of my Kung Fu metamorphosis, walking out of the orphanage, speaking life and enforcing it to the rich and unfortunate. Stepping through dimensions with dominion and authority. Don't care what society say, baby, there's a roar in me. I keep finding out so much stuff, I guess there's more in me. The blood of Christ in my arteries is starting a war in me. So I can stand up and be the priest and warrior chief. Even though the world wants beef, we stand bold. You can scuff my Nikes, tear my white tees. Strike me, still won't kill my psyche. I'm not your favorite rapper, don't care if you like me. Been singing to God today and finally got in the right key. The more I turn to him, the more that I'm permanent. Powered up in his glory and my light started confirming it. Burning up like a supernova, we making it hot. Them giants bout to wake up and go and tear up the spot.
I used to lean with it, but now I walk. No more chilling, I get mean with it and ripping it. Rip the script and change the scene with it. And even the hip hop, I'm a king with it. Watch your boy rock.
I'm a monster in here. 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 I
monster in here. I'm a 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 monster in here.
Chase's Devotionals. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ, or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals, adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com. Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services? Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses? Do you need help in pulling it all together? The staff at Hunter Heart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs. Log on to HunterHeartPublishing.com today to submit your manuscript for review. We are excited to share with you in a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world. Visit HunterHeartPublishing.com. Hunter Heart Publishing. Offer God's heart to a dying world.
Hello. Oh, hello, God. I'm so glad you called. I have some really tough finals coming up, and I could sure use some extra wisdom. Also, I'm still trying to find an inexpensive car. Do you think you could arrange something?
Are your prayers just shopping lists for God to fill out?
Is that God on the line?
Yeah.
Tell him we need a miracle for the rent money this month.
Oh, okay. God, our funds are low, and any help you could provide...
Did you mention the car?
Yeah, I told him. Anything else?
Yeah, my date this Saturday night. I'd like it to turn out nice.
And Bob is going out. Don't let Bob make a fool out of himself again.
Did you tell him?
Oh, yeah.
Mention to him that I'm failing birdwatching 101. I need a hand.
I'm not going to tell... How can you fail birdwatching?
Jesus told us to bring our needs and concerns to him, but he also taught us to pray, Father, thy will be done.
So that was God on the line, huh? What do you want?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
Omega Sparks right there, and that's called Monster Rock. Amen. And I got another cat, man, that's definitely no stranger to the game of Christian hip hop, man, or just gospel hip hop, whatever you want to call it. I got the brother Original with me right now, man. And oh, man, what we love to do is we love to hear your testimony, man. Talk to me about how you came to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, man.
I came to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. My wonderful mother, Uluwalo Fainga Tupai, who went to my future. In other words, she went to be with the Lord.
Amen.
Back in 2007. So I like to say she went to my future. She went to every one of our futures in Christ.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. She was a born-again Christian, you know. And, you know, at the age of seven, you know, she brought us up in the Samoan Christian Church, and my mom is the one who introduced me to the Lord and whatnot. You know, the big thing about my mom was she was the middle child of nine, and you know, of course, you know, being the middle child of nine, you know, you can get neglected. I mean, even in a family with just three kids, so that middle child, you know, research says that oftentimes, you know, that middle child is ignored.
Yeah.
But my mom, man, you know, God bless her. You know, she instilled in me the love of God at a very young age. At the age of seven, I gave my life to the Lord at the First Samoan Assembly of God out in San Jose. My testimony is, man, I come from. A domestic violent background, you know, it's you know, that's what I witnessed as a young child. You know, at the age of five, I witnessed my pops, you know, just, you know, nearly strangle my mom's, dragged her around the house in her head, punched her lights out. I literally witnessed, you know, I literally witnessed him, you know, throwing those punches and whatnot. And you know, as a kid, I'm trying to reach out to my dad to stop and whatnot, and you know, even throughout all that, man, my mom, mom was always humble, man, and it was just really hard during that time, you know, at that time, at the time, my father was an alcoholic, you know what I mean, serving our great nation. You know what I mean? And, you know, just a lot of things at the time and whatnot. So growing up, you know, single parent, my parents divorced when I was five. You know, we moved from place to place between Hawaii and California, all to avoid my father. Anytime my mother got wind that my father was in the state or in the neighborhood, she would move us because, you know, it was a very bad breakup. You know, he wanted to take custody of my brother and I, and she said no. And so, you know, just so that she wouldn't have to face that, you know, we'd move from Hawaii to between Hawaii and California. You know, I think we moved about three or four times.
Wow.
If I can recollect. And when we finally, moved to Hawaii and we made it, we stayed there. I guess after a while, my mom, you know, felt that we were old enough to be humble to my father should he come around. And we already knew he was going to stay with my mom. But even throughout that time, man, my mom always preached the word, encouraged my brother and I with the word. We always prayed, you know, as my mom would say, the three person prayer, you know, give thanks, ask forgiveness, and ask God, you know, pray to God for your needs. You know, that's normally the Samoan prayer, man.
Yeah.
When prayer is called, three people will pray, and those are the things they pray on. Give God thanks immediately, ask God to forgive, and then, of course, you know, presenting God with our needs. So, you know, that's the background I come from. You know, I come from a Samoan church background. You know, when I hit college, that's when my mom, you know, kind of broke away from my mom. My mom actually allowed me to do Samoan church. And what got love for the Samoan church, and I thought of the Samoan churches and whatnot. Just the simple fact that English is my first language. I do understand the Samoan language, I understand the English language better. So it was just as far as growth for me, it was better for me to be in a church where, you know, where they spoke English.
Right.
And so. So that's in a nutshell, you know, how I grew up, you know what I mean? When I was up in California in one of those moves, I was introduced to rap music, you know. And then when we moved to Hawaii, I had two female cousins who'd always do Rapper's Delight for me, and you know, and that's how my interest grew. And at the same time, you know, I as a young kid, I went to media school back home. And I mean, I'm like, you know, I'm building my relationship with Christ, but then, you know, this rap thing, hip hop had come around, and I'm like, wow, man, this is dope. And then just to see my cousins, who are they're about 8 to 9 years older than I am, and they're my second cousins, and they used to always rap, and I was like, wow, I would like to marry these two, you know. And then I started doing my own little writings and whatnot, you know. And then I used to spit it for my brother. He's 1 year younger than me. His name is Mike, and Mike was he was a pretty dope beatboxer, man. And so you know, when we started writing, and I at the time I used to call him my Christian Rhymes. So we started writing, man. We rocked our first party. We both were in band. We love playing instruments. I'm in all brass, man. Plus I play the drums.
Oh wow.
Yeah, my brother plays brass. He plays the trombone and trombone and I play those, the sousaphone. I mean, like, love music at the time, man. I mean, my only elective in junior high was band, you know what I mean? And my brother followed suit, and we just learned to play instruments, man. We love instrumentation. And so when hip hop came around with the element of rap being introduced to me, I was like, wow, man, I definitely think I could serve God doing this.
Wow, man. So let's do this. We're gonna go to one of your songs, man, since we're talking about you doing music already. Let's go to the first song that we're going to play on the Yacht of the King radio show. This is his debut, called Immovable, featuring RTL. Talk to me about this joint, man.
Yeah.
Man, Immovable, I wrote that last year, 2011, man. I got injured at my job in January. Mm-hmm. And then I had incurred some other injuries. If you're an Islander, you understand gout. That's when you have to the system and it materializes into crystals and it starts poking. That's from bad eating, you know what I mean? and so I kind of had like 7 gout attacks, man, all in a row. And and it was because of poor decisions, as far as my intake and what I'm consuming.
Yeah.
And so throughout that, it caused me to be in crutches from the end of January, all the way up to the middle of October of last year, man. And throughout all that time, man, I changed my diet, believe God for my healing. And I'm like, Lord, it just feels like it's not going to happen where I'm going to walk regular. It feels like I'm going to be on these crutches for life. And I'm like, I really want to have faith that I'm going to be healed. And just that simple word, man, was dropped in my heart. Son, your faith has to be immovable. I believe. And I'm like, man, immovable. I wrote a song, man. I was like, wow, my faith is going to be, even through this situation where I feel like I can't, I'm still going to hang on to God. And you know what? My faith is immovable. And that's what the whole song is based on and how it came to be.
All right, y'all. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to hop into this song right now. Original, Immovable, featuring RTL. Let's get it in.
I'm here to tell you, we can't be moved. For those of you out there going through things, experiencing life as it is, well, I got a little something to tell you. The time has come when anything and everything that can eventually break you, you must answer to. Yeah, come on, let's go.
No matter circumstance, I can't be moved.
No matter what's at hand,
I can't be moved.
No matter if you can,
I can't be moved.
You're gonna have to understand that I can't be moved. No matter what is said,
I can't be moved.
No matter what's been fed,
I can't be moved.
Even if I'm left for dead,
I can't be moved.
I'm gonna tell you once again that I can't be moved.
Been going through things, life is pain, lots of sufferings, but life remains. Even though I'm sputtering, my life won't change. Fate stops fluttering, so life I pray.
Yep.
Sickness be flustering my life today. With every breath I'm uttering that life's okay. There is no stuttering that life's the way. So heaven's about to usher in the life he gave. Been standing so long I can see the end. Had to keep it going on as the word recommends.
Yep.
Focus so strong I kept the same lens. Started singing a song while I shouted amen. What is to manifest is on the horizon, cause the promise that I'm blessed, he's off the rise. When it comes to his grace, to me it's mesmerizing. Clearly he can hear me without Verizon.
No matter circumstance, I can't be moved.
No matter what's at hand,
I can't be moved.
No matter if you can,
I can't be moved.
You're gonna have to understand that I can't be moved. No matter what is said,
I can't be moved.
No matter what's been fed,
I can't be moved.
Even if I'm left for dead,
I can't be moved.
I'm gonna tell you once again that I can't be moved.
They say to fight the good fight, so my spirit does. It could be at any site that I strap on gloves. Ain't going down tonight, though they wish I was. Got the left and the right, and these 66 guns. Must remain tight as I overcome. Gonna speak the life, cause I can't stay mum. Can't make me deny what he has done. By default, I recognize he's second to none. Easily, I could just lose my mind, but the hope and the answer appears on time. Recently, the diagnosis wasn't fine, but I trust in the gospel of my Adonai. When you go through pain, there's a lot of torment, and it seems like faith is something foreign. Go ahead and awake what's dormant, cause joy truly comes through in the morning.
Late in the midnight hour,
yeah.
God's gonna turn it around. He's gonna work in your favor, just do it and see. Late in the midnight hour, he's gonna turn it around and around and around and around.
If our chakras aren't, I'm hard, that's evident. Can't no periodic table comprehend godly elements. Forged by the smiths of life with hot flame. That's obvious cause it's like to shake you up like a crack game. Took L's in life, material girlfriends. For staying at J-O-B, we get it all back again. No matter circumstance, I stay in a humble stance. On knees before the hands, reciting the holy chant. round and round like merry-go. Wanted no more drama in my life, just like Mary Jo. I done had chronic trials and trips, yeah, done been there and done that. Counted on joy, keep pressing like a thumbtack. Faith off the meat rack, full as when a coke rack. The spirit of a warrior inside me, believe that. Name of Elohim, by your faith, all doable. We stains on a white shirt, homie, we immovable.
No matter circumstance, I can't be moved. No matter what's at hand, I can't be moved. No matter if you can, I can't be moved. You're gonna have to understand that I can't be moved. No matter what is said, I can't be moved. No matter what's been fed, I can't be moved. Even if I'm left for dead, I can't be moved. I'm gonna tell you once again that I can't be moved. No matter circumstance, I can't be moved. No matter what's at hand, I can't be moved. No matter if you can, I can't be moved. You're gonna have to understand that I can't be moved. No matter what is said, I can't be moved. No matter what's been fed, I can't be moved. Even if I'm left for dead, I can't be moved. I'm gonna tell you once again that I can't be moved.
Chris Beats on the track.
We ain't focused on the ball, we just kicking it. Worry about our image and our space, I'm rolling in it. We ain't focused on the ball, we just kicking it. Worry about our image and our space, I'm rolling in it. We ain't focused on the ball, we just kicking it.
Hey. Got that vision blur, know what I mean? This year, that 2020. Let go.
The world thinks we look good, but I beg to differ. Yeah. The camera was out of focus. Go and take another picture. See, we want a Twitter.
What?
You should reconsider that the importance of saving souls is a little bigger.
Yeah.
If we were focused on the wall, we would stay put. But instead, we'd rather check our status up on Facebook. Plus, I'm MySpace. People will die and spend eternity in hell if they don't receive God's grace. This ain't poker, but man, that's some high stakes. I'm giving you spiritual meat. This a hot steak.
Yeah.
It's kinda hard to feed ya.
Okay.
We should be doing missions,
huh?
Not chilling on the beach sipping margaritas. Now you can take it or act like you ain't hear it. Regardless of what you say, we should be walking in the spirit.
Yes.
Instead of worrying about ourselves, we should be witnessing.
Yeah.
Man, we ain't focused on no more. Nah, we just kicking it.
We be focused on the internet instead of maturing. We be worried about our gigs, worried about a tour bus. But will we really rap a guy without a tour bus? Without a video, without a hot single, without a green room to sit back and pop Pringles. Take away the large crowds, break down a big stage. The boy, did you love him? What if you don't get paid? Will you minister, or will you fizzle out? The focus of our heart is what this song is really about. So we must die to flesh and let the spirit breathe, and analyze our raps and recognize we sowing seeds. Them seeds of life, we should be sowing Christ. We should be sowing the truth, whether or not we rocking ice. We should be sowing the word every time we get down. If I focus on fame,
we get the beat down.
Vision blurred, it's time we clear it up. We claim we preaching truth, but they ain't hearing us. It's war going on, but it's like we ain't racing. But we ain't focused, cause our attention in other places. We think it's all good, so dawg, let me speak on this. Your cousin on they way to hell, you act like you ain't seeing it. Your neighbor on they way to hell, but you ain't believing it. Somebody go and preach the truth, cause they ain't receiving it.
This ain't one of them songs that make you feel good. Cause Jesus had a supper hard on that real wood. He got his flesh ripped, he got his face beat. And he ain't take that so you can chill in your love seat. So get your lazy self up so you can preach the word. Your job, your school's in the hood, even the birds. Everybody to pray until they get a heart change. Only way that happens is if they hear the Savior reign.
Yeah, focus, kicking it. Yo, this song right there is The Messenger. Man, he got a brand new album, man. Y'all go check it out, man. A young cat. And congratulations to The Messenger, man. He actually got married New Year's Eve or in the New Year's, depending on his time zone. But I seen that on Facebook, man, and I just wanted to shout you out. That song right there featured Adelaide and C. Micah. We ain't focused, man. Make sure our focus is right. I got a brother, the man, that's making sure our focus is right. And one of the top, fun facts that he said today, man, that I think is that us as a body, we need to truly support one another, man. And that's what's up. Al, man, let's talk to you about how you even got involved with music ministry. Talk to me, man, why music ministry and how long have you been involved?
I almost want to invoke the fifth, man. But in all honesty, man, I've been doing this for 23 years. Majority of it has been on the underground circuit. When I first started out, I mean, even though I knew what I was doing as a live performer up front, you asked me, okay, how did I get started? Let me start there.
Yeah, you good?
Okay, I started writing rhymes at a young age when I was in high school. I was influenced by my cousin James, you know, and he actually wrote me my first rhyme that I memorized, you know, and so when I got into it, like I said, and then when I moved to Hawaii, I had some cousins, two female cousins on my mom's side who also rap, that just encouraged me. Urged me, I love the word of God and whatnot, and you know, I just wanted to marry the two. So, so that's how I got my start. As far as writing, you know, as far as performing, I dated this girl in high school. Actually, we first started dating when I was a freshman in college, and she was a senior in high school. But I met her when I was a senior; she was a junior at the same high school that we both graduated from. She is now my wife. But we've been together 22 years, married 16, she was going to a different church than I was at the time. When I was in high school, after I got out of the Samoan church, as I mentioned earlier, I went to an all-black church. I had a good friend named David, whose father pastored the church in the city. For me. And so my wife had told me their church is looking at starting a ministry. You don't have to be a member of their church to be part of the ministry, but they're looking at taking, using rap music to reach folks in the different ghettos there in Hawaii.
Yeah,
and that struck my interest. So I went and auditioned. They really liked what I put out, and for my audition piece. And that audition piece became the first song we did when the ministry was introduced to the church.
Wow!
Of course, you know, there were some naysayers and whatnot. They didn't feel like rap belonged in the church and whatnot. And at that time my pastor, Pastor Art Sepulveda of Word of Life Christian Center in Hawaii, he took a lot of flack for that. He believed that we could, and it was through that ministry I was able to the world, man. I've been to three times, Australia three times, Florida, Philippines, all using the word of God through hip hop to convey the message of salvation, you know, and that's how I got my start as far as doing rap music that's Christ centered.
Yeah.
And you know, and since then, you know, I've been doing it, and I'm still doing it now. I count it a privilege and an honor anytime I take the stage. You know what I mean? And you know, that's that's how my interest in this this art form started. You know.
Man, talk to me real quick about some of the tips that you may have for a lot of artists that are coming up, man, upcoming artists, man. I mean, as you said, you've been doing this for a few decades, man. So I know you got some something under you, man, that you can share with some of these people, man. Can you share a few of those with us today?
I sure can, man. For one thing, I like to say it is just as the Word of God teaches us: study to show yourself approved. Mm-hmm. Well, practice to show yourself approved.
Right.
You know what I mean? A lot of guys, and I see this. I see this a lot with a lot of rappers who are Christians. Man, I see this tons. I should say. I mean, like, you know, they'll write a good piece, but a piece is not memorized. And if you're not a freestyle artist, you know what I mean, you'll take the stage and you and you spit this brand new gift that God has given you. But I mean, you got to ask yourself, man, did God give you the okay to do it yet? And what I mean by that is, you know, the okay is there when it's not memorized from heart. You know, there's a difference when you memorize it, you know what I mean? But what you really want your rhymes to be is coming from your heart, man, because from there you really won't mess up. So yeah. Some of the things I like to share is, if you write something new, practice it 100 times at least before you do perform it live.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then I like to tell people, when you practice in front of a mirror, man. Everyone's got mirrors in their bathrooms. You know what I mean? Stand there, look at the mirror and recite what God has given you, or what God has given you, the pen.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I like to encourage young rappers with too is, you know, when you're practicing, you know, in front of a mirror, man, look at the motions of your lips, because the bigger and I like to say that people laugh at it, but the uglier you look, messages. The way you move your lips, the bigger they are, the more value you give a syllable to spit. You know what I mean? I mean, if you're the type who likes to just close your lips real quick, you know, then, you know, a lot of your words will not be clear. You know, Romans 10:17 teaches us that faith come by hearing through the Word of God. If people can't understand what you are saying with clarity,
right,
then how are they going to have faith in the God or even the message that you're trying to convey with the raps? So when you are practicing, practice with your mouth wide open. Allow those words and those syllables to get their full value. That's another tip I like to give. You know, I mean, some of the practice things that I like to do is, like, if I'm standing in front of a mirror, I like to recite the alphabets front and backwards, and I like to give every letter their full value. So what I do is I open my mouth wide and I say it, you know, I say each one. So I would be like A, B, E, D, E, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. I mean, you're giving each one of those syllables their full value, you know what I mean? So
right,
just with your mouth open, man. You know, another thing I like to tell cats who are really serious, man, throw a quarter in your mouth, man. Let it dangle all up in your tongue and start trying to rap a song.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Because that helps with your clarity, because even though something's an obstacle to your tongue, man, if you work it around, you can still rap with clarity. You
yeah.
know, I mean, you know, I'm not a real huge fan, but I respect this guy. But, you know, Kanye West, when he got into that car accident, man, and his mouth was wired shut, you know what I mean? What he did was he worked the muscles of his lips as wide as he could and still recorded the number one hit. Mm. You know? You know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's another thing, you know what I mean? And then if you're really serious, what I like to tell cats is lay down on your back and practice your rhyme. Because what does is, I saw Andrew Bocelli, and he's an opera singer. That boy is bad.
Yeah.
And he's blind. You know what I mean? I mean, I didn't mean it like that, but I'm just saying, I mean, here's a guy saying, you know, he practices songs laying down. You know what I mean? And that what that does is it forces you to work your into really draw your music or the lyrics out from your diaphragm. Because really, when you lay down, if you're just going to spit your lyrics and it's only going to come from your voice, you can destroy your vocal cords or you can mess it up. You know what I mean? But if you're singing, you're rapping from your diaphragm, at the end of the night, you'll be sounding like this. Hey, brother, how you doing? Oh, yeah, man, I just did my set. I just... You know, you be talking like you normally would hold a conversation with people, you know, because you use your diaphragm. So if you're really serious, those are some of the tips I like to share with young cats coming up, you know what I mean? And both, don't be discouraged from where you start, you know what I mean? Because everyone started somewhere. I started beats before I started purchasing the beats I have now, you know? And so, yes, I used to write my own stuff over those secular beats.
Yeah. So we're going to go to one of your new songs, man. All of these songs are actually off his brand new album. This song right here is called Somebody. Talk to me about this joint, man.
Yeah, that joint is based off an old adage I heard back in the day that states where the author was anonymous author saying he basically said, I'm nobody, came to tell anybody about somebody. And I was like, wow, man, God, I think I could flip that simple statement into a song, you know, because I'm one of those cats is I want to do stuff in the clubs and do these type of songs where I don't even have to mention Jesus, but they know I'm talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
You know? And so, when I read that statement, when it was like, I guess you could say reintroduced to me last year, I was like, wow, Lord, I think I could take that statement. So, I sat and kind of just meditated on it, you know what I mean? And I was like, you know, and the chorus just, man, the chorus just manifested in about, literally in about 15 to 20 minutes. And once the chorus was said, I was like, wow, I already know what I want to say around this lyric. So, you know, in the chorus itself is me making a proclamation about who I am. You know, I am this nobody who came to tell anybody about somebody. And then if you listen to the verses, I'm coming from the point of view of Christ. That the three verses is Christ bragging on himself. And so so it's kind of like a weird way to write a song, but in the chorus is where I actually get to shine as a person. Same time, I'm still declaring my servant of the person who this song is really about.
Right. So let's go ahead and hop into that Somebody on Yada the King Radio by Original. Here we go, y'all.
Was in the fire, but you didn't burn. Cause you knew I had your back from the stories that you heard, so it was not a concern. You knew I'd come through like I did before. Held on to the hope that you had in store. Because I'm reliable, we built a rapport. You could guarantee the victory before the score. I vowed that my word was born. Vowed it was strong. Vowed that I wouldn't leave your side long. If something came along and did you wrong, best believe that I'm there no matter what is going on. I'm money to the betters, taxes to the citizens, getting more accounts than these top-ranked businesses. Web stretches farther than the worldwide internet. Keep the sun shining while you're going through your winter fest.
I'm nobody, and this nobody can't get a party with everybody. I'm just here to tell anybody about somebody, about this somebody. I'm nobody, and this nobody can't get a party with everybody. I'm just here to tell anybody about somebody, about the somebody.
Some
call
me the provider like these cell phone services. I went long distance for mankind's purposes. Offered up the plan with no hidden fees. Still here after all these years. I didn't leave. My promises will be fulfilled. It's gonna happen. If I said yes, then you will see action. I'm bankable like stars in hot summer movies. Ain't got space to take the world on as roomies. If they pursue me, they'll get the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the elite. Nonetheless, they all will feel the full impact of this lavish living. Reap benefits galore if they practice giving. I'm true to my word. Remember everything you heard. Past customers rate me and my service is superb. These blessings run deep and you can have it all. Operator standing by to take your call, y'all.
I'm nobody, and this nobody can't get a party with everybody. I'm just here to tell anybody about somebody, about the somebody. I'm nobody, and there's nobody can't hit a party with everybody. I'm just here to tell anybody about somebody, about the somebody. Yeah,
I'm nobody can't hit a party with everybody and tell anybody about Jesus, who we speak of because he loves believers. Can't hit a party with everybody and tell anybody about Jesus, who we speak of because he loves.
Record show that I met Dre, rose in 3 days pre, preparing a place for those who do it my way. It's an equal opportunity, the people and community increase their chances for eternal immunity. Your one-way ticket costs nothing but your word, and you get this and more in return. You need to learn the deal so sweet you can't pass it by. You couldn't plan this if you was a mastermind, cause I thought it all out with a master plan. Illusion is slow, I have a faster hand. Drop the engineers, did it all myself. Contractors would appear but didn't need their help. All it took was 3 nails and the work was done. 2 trees intersected and the price of love. If this doesn't prove I do anything for you, I'll keep waiting for the day that you make that move.
I'm nobody and this nobody can't hit a party with everybody. I'm just here to tell anybody about somebody, about the somebody. I'm nobody and this nobody can't hit a party with everybody. I'm just here to tell anybody about somebody, about this somebody. I'm nobody and this nobody can't hit a party with everybody. I'm just here to tell anybody about somebody, about this somebody. I'm nobody and this nobody can't hit a party with everybody. I'm just here to tell anybody about somebody, about this somebody. Somebody. I'm nobody, came here to party with everybody and tell anybody about Jesus, who we speak of because he loves believers. I'm nobody, came here to party with everybody and tell anybody about Jesus, who we speak of because he loves believers. Yeah.
I am on a spaceship, got that on my Facebook. Status I could care less about so-and-so relationship. Or the next A-list actress to get a facelift.
Winning out of space, the whole matter is weightless.
Shapeless mess, yeah, that's what this place is. They talk trash, listen to garbage, they getting wasted. Waking up with a hangover in Vegas. Faithless scripture they handed over to atheists. Who back space, cut and paste, try to escape it. Lower the bar far below where God spaced it. But Yahweh the one who holds all the keys, and at any given time control, alt, delete. Face it, yeah, I know it's hard to receive. Embrace it, then you can leave it all in the sea. He'll erase it, shackles off, Mary, Mary, shackles off. Haters better back off, we about to blast off. That's how you, that's how you. Yeah, this is the blast off. I had to, he bout to. You ready? Going, 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 going. Going, 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 going. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tell the world goodbye. I got a new view streaming on my YouTube channel. My antenna so advanced to your Bluetooth. Moved by the truth, man, I left what I used to do. Songs headed for a fallout like a loose tooth. But now I'm looking at the world like an astronaut. But our instruments are so beyond the ones that NASA got. Don't need a black box, never crash Macintosh. Saved from the Apple Atom 8 and the wrath of God. They think it's far-fetched that there's an architect who separated light from darkness. Cause that would mean God's really complex. Beyond man who can't figure out how to Star Trek. But we done beamed up, the world is beneath us. We don't care what's better, been spitting or beam us. We quit with the swagger talk, leave it on the asphalt. Tell the devil back off, we about to blast off. That's how you, that's how you. Yeah, this is the blast off. I had to, he bout to, he bout to. You ready? Going, 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 going. Going, 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 going. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tell the world goodbye.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop. The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen.
folk, let's go.
SF.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the
league CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Who are you? SF.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio. Watch videos on the TV network. And more. And more. And more. At the South. At the South.com. The South.com.
You know who it is?
The South.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Eons D, that song right there is Blast Off. Man, we're going to blast off, man, and make sure we are pursuing the destiny that God has for us. Before we get into the topic of the day, I'm going to ask you this, man. Original, man, how do you define success in your ministry, man? What are some ways that you define success, man? And that's a question from the homie DJ Kingdom 7 in the live stream right now.
To me, how I define success, if a person has been touched by your ministry, and you know, if they make a decision for Christ based on what you sang, what you recited, what you delivered, you know, to me that's the utmost success. Because just to know a person made a decision for Christ because you were obedient to what God has called you to do, whether. You know, I'm to be honest, man. I mean, I've known some janitors back home who wanted people to Christ.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they utilize what they have, you know, and just like how you're in the studio right now, utilizing what you have to run a radio show. You know what I mean? It really does come down to what you have. You know, there was a point in my life where it was like, you know what I mean? All I'm doing is spitting rhymes over music. You know what I mean? I mean, how am I really making a difference? And then when my wife opened my eyes even wider, she was like, look at this. I mean, you know, look at what people have said, or, you know, how what they praise God for, or because hearing what you have sang or sung. You know, I'm like, wow, okay. You know, I mean, and that's where it's at. Let me tell a quick story. You know what I mean? Like, I was touring in the Philippines one time, and we got booked at the biggest university out there in the Philippines. I believe it's 40,000 strong is their enrollment.
Wow.
Okay, and we got booked, and of course, you know, you mean big university, you're gonna expect a huge crowd. They had us in one of their smallest churches set up, and they had a rinky dink cassette player that we had to play our music off of, so that we could minister.
Yeah,
and only 50 people were there, bro, out of 40,000.
Wow,
only 50 people was there. So, you know, of course, you know, our dancers, they get discouraged. You know, like they got discouraged. And they was like, "Wow, man, it's like 50 people." You know, I thought you had about 40,000. You know, so you know, it was an opportunity to me at the time to be like, listen, if you can look at the amount of people that's here, then you know your heart's in the wrong place, because you know God gave us a word, and we're gonna demonstrate it through song, dance, and drama, and let's just do what God has gifted us to do. So anyway, we went on and did what we did. You know, after we put a foot down on the devil's throat with what he was trying to make our dancers think. And at the end of the night, 45 of those 50 who were in attendance gave their life to the Lord.
Wow. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's God.
Yeah.
That's God. So you know, for me, I mean, that's what I measure my success out of, you know, I mean, that's ultimately, in my opinion, why a lot of us do what we do, even though we don't have the fame, the big contract, the label, you know what I mean? A lot of us do what we do because we know that we touch a person's life.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, let's go ahead and move into the topic. That story is kind of flows into it, man, which is, what is a God seeker, man? What is somebody that is, what does it look like when somebody seeks after God? Original, share that with me, man.
To me, what it looked like when someone is seeking God is just someone who takes a lot of time away from what they normally do to better themselves privately. So when they speak or they demonstrate God publicly, you know, the world will know, or people will know, that there's something different about them and there's life oozing out of them. So to me, I like to tell a lot of people, man, you can't get God's promises until you get into His premise. You know? And
say that one more time. You can't get God's promises until what?
You can't get God's promises until you get into His premises.
Mm, mm,
you know what I mean? And that's real talk. So if you're gonna be a true God seeker, man, you will see the benefits from it. And you know, seeking God, many a time seeking God will be taking a fast from the TV. Taking a fast from conversations over your phone. Just like, you know, how about turning off your cell phone for one day? Just, you know, so even with what I shared with you earlier, you know what I mean? I'm seeking God. I'm seriously seeking God this month. So this month alone, January, I'm not doing no performances or nothing, man. I just really, man, I mean, some people might think it's corny, and that's cool. You know, because I'm a corny kind of guy who loves the Lord. Yeah. And I really want to seek God. You know, I want to, you know, they say if you do something for, it's been said, I should say, that if you do things straight, it becomes a habit. So I would like to do that, to that habit of seeking God for the rest of the year. And so because this is the beginning of the year, you know, that's for me, that's the basis for why I'm taking the break, you know.
Yeah,
this month, so I can seek God.
That's good.
So I can hear what He's like, son. This is what I need you to do this year. You know what I mean? You know, so that, you know, I mean, I would like to be, I would like to be known as the person who sought God and was obedient to what he shared with me.
No, that's good stuff, man. So, what is the difference between somebody that seeks God and somebody that might seek themselves?
The difference. I think the difference can be seen if you discern. I mean, if you have a relationship, buddy, and I'm not talking about boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm talking about, like, you know, whether it be business partner or good friends and whatnot, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So someone outside of the realm of, you know, brother, sister, husband, wife, you know, if you have a relationship with someone for a while, you know what I mean? You know that something is different. You know what I mean? You're going to know something's different because, you know, I mean, if they're portraying something that's out of their character from what they know, you know, from how they normally are with you. And you can kind of discern when something's wrong or something is up. To me, that's the difference. I mean, you can definitely tell the difference is by the way they react to things, you know, by some of the things they say. I got a good friend, man. I mean, he has a relationship with the Lord and whatnot. He's also an artist. He's a secular artist. But, you know, like, you know, a lot of the stuff that he says on, you know, on a particular social network, you know, it all points to him, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then he'll sprinkle it with, God has blessed me to do this type of music. And so therefore, you know, hey, check out my page. And, you know, and, I'm all for promoting, like, you know, if you got a new song, letting people hear it, and, you know, like, maybe once a day, you know, say, hey, I got a new song, check it out, you know what I mean? But then once you start commenting on your own stuff, where it's like, man, you know I was born to do this, and you know God's got my back, and oh man, for me, it just comes to a point where it's almost like it's just like self idolizing, man. You know what I mean? I mean, like, yeah, I mean, because it's almost to the point. I mean, they're not saying it, you know, they're not saying it or verbatim. But it's like when you read into the text that they are putting on there about themselves, it's like it's all about them. It's all about them, you know. And so I think it's you can easily see when a person is seeking God and when a person is seeking themselves, you know, just by the way they promote the gospel or promote themselves. Mm. If I'm making sense.
No, that's good stuff, man. We're going to go ahead and go into another one of your songs, bruh, which is Words That Breathe, man, featuring Willie Will. Now, I know this is a passion of yours in this song. Tell them quickly, man, what this is all about.
This song is based on Matthew 12:34, where it talks about out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks. Basically, in this song, I'm talking about, you know, man, if you're going to say something, just be genuine about it, you know. I mean, so basically, you know, I read it this week, you know, it's basically you just got to let your yeses be yeses and your noes be noes, you know what I mean? And that's what this song is challenging our listeners to do, you know what I mean? Let's just be honest, let's be real. In other words, let's be transparent.
Tight, man. So let's hop into it, y'all. Yada the King Radio, Rich now with us. He'll be right back. Here we go.
Far too many people talking a whole lot of mess.
They be wildin'.
Nah, maybe what they say. We about to speak on that. We will. Let's get it.
Alright, get it.
400 pounds of musical muscle. Keeping it moving every day cause it's a hustle. My motivation is to stay out of trouble cause I wanna punch my ticket without being on the bubble. Yeah, I'm in a state where they don't run out of puddles trying to get with peeps who don't mind the huddle. Wanna build with cats holding pieces to the puzzle who will let their voice be heard through the muzzle. I'm tired of MCs talking nonsense. Give me a ring when you're ready to progress. Get on the level and be honest from the onset. You should always make good on your promise. I'm not a kid, man. My name is Nico. It's original and original. Do what you say when you say what you're gonna do. And everyone will view you as a man of truth. Breathe in,
breathe
in. Breathe out.
Breathe
what
out.
You keep in. Soon will leak out. So reach in.
Reach in.
And seek out
seek
what it
out.
Is that you really want to speak about. Breathe in.
Breathe
in. Breathe out.
Breathe
what
out.
You keep in. Soon will leak out. So reach in.
Reach in.
And seek out seek what it out. Is that you really want to speak about.
I used to spit death with my boys in the cipher. Like a poisonous viper that's full of poison saliva. Stab ya, words like daggers, cutting you apart. Spitting the wickedness from the abundance of my heart. Bugging from the start, I'm caught, soon I would realize. Psalm 58:3 from the womb was speaking lies. Apart from Christ, we're breathing and speaking the breath of death at our very best. Every word is carrying disease, malaria and fleas that you leaking on a person's spirit with every lyric. It's deadly when you speak, but my verbal is spermal. Seed penetrating the egg of your brain. Right then is a connection. The seed that I spit is Jesus to Christ. But remember this, that life begins at conception. Get it right. Internalize what I verbalize. No spermicide can turn aside the word of God. We spit in life.
Breathe in.
Breathe in.
Breathe out.
Breathe
what
out.
You keep in. Soon will leak out. So reach in.
Reach in.
And seek out
seek
what it
out.
Is that you really
speak
wanna speak about.
Breathe in.
Breathe in.
Breathe out.
Breathe
what
out.
You keep in.
Soon will leak out. So reach in.
Reach in.
And seek out
seek
what it
out.
Is that you really wanna speak about. It's so cool to be a rapper who's a Christian cause it opened many chapters in my daily mission. I'm still committed to the master's commission and what I'm really after is to fulfill the vision. I am out there with the same assignment, going everywhere, don't know how to be silent. This simple message that I share with defiance causes many to think original is pious. Listen, I'm just a messenger.
I'm just a messenger.
I'm on a quest to try to answer questions. I'm in effect to
I'm
be
in
a master.
Be a master.
Don't take offense. Should you think I'm offensive? Just a believer who is out to share. Hear there, see air out everywhere. Yep. You never know how it's gonna fare. Cause it's not how much you know, it's how much you care. Oh,
breathe in.
Breathe in.
again. Back in the game, still with the king again. Those twin seeds, now I got fiend in them. Yeah, and if I'm grinding, best believe I got my skates on. Youngers never stopping, homie, like I got no brakes on. It's been a while since I done peeped into some John Bright, James White, Paul Washer. It cast to change my life. I had a big head before I even came to Christ. Now I get my humble on Barack, I'm turning up my life. On the one in the block and I tell it. Tip my shirt off and homie, I yell it. Look great, oh wait, yeah, I'm still rebelling. Let's chop it up after the music, stop who y'all telling. Forget a golden album, I ain't worried about selling. Nah, I'm worried about that Christ, trying to get others to give them their life. Jump out on the stage, trying to get a cash hype. Haters ain't feeling me for rapping that Christ. Don't care what they say, they could take my life. Lay it down for the kingdom, cause his blood pay my price. Let's go!
Chronic, keep it twisted on this chronic, keep it twisted on this chronic, keep it twisted on this chronic, keep it chronic, keep it chronic, keep it twisted, chronic, keep it twisted on this 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 chronic, keep it chronic, keep it twisted on this chronic, keep it twisted on this chronic,
yeah. We bout to get it grinded, so none of my dudes ain't dipping. Just a family guy like that dude Peter Griffin. Which then, man, we sharpen up them soldier kicks in. Start kicking at you like the kick man. Yeah, but let me stop at the laughter. Running with pastors, bunch of gorillas that's ready with daggers. This rap thing, man, other than master. Yeah, I ain't speaking from my heart, speaking what I'm told. Cause I think I'm blessed from the start. Let's go. We tired of these cats thinking I'm bragging. Much don't know what the look too black. Yeah, 66 books is what I'm capping. Hand me the script, man, I'm all about the action. Money and fame, what? I do this with a passion. Never slack, missing in my rear view passes. Never see me grinding, fam, you better clean your glass lens. Yeah, I done passed them. Forget the money, I done cashed in. Yeah.
Twisted on this chronic, keep it 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 chronic, keep it chronic, keep it twisted, chronic, keep it twisted on this chronic, twisted on this chronic, keep it 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 chronic.
Yeah. T word right there. The song is called Wizard on His Grind. He got a free album on the South or Rapzilla. You can check them out. T word. That's what's up, man. And check out his interview, man. It was a young cat, man, doing it for God, man. And we gotta, as he said earlier, as Original said, support one another, man. You know, even if you don't buy their CD, support them with your heart, man. That's real talk. Original, man, for everybody that's like, man, okay, I'm loving your music. Man, I want to find out how we can link up with Original. Man, what are some ways they could get into contact with you?
They can hit me up on Facebook. I have a little page there. It's under my stage name, Original, O-R-1-G-I. Yeah, significance of the one is basically... It's just me just being me, the person that God made me to be. And it's based on Genesis 1:27, where it states we're all created in his image. So you can contact me there. The music is up on iTunes and also at Bandcamp, original.bandcamp.com. That's ORONGINAL.BANDCAMP.com or iTunes, ORONGINAL.
Okay, so y'all check that out. Definitely go pick up his project, support him. What's coming up for you, man? I know you said right now you're taking a sabbatical from everything to continue to seek God. But in this year, or what are some plans that you have in the future, man, that you're going to begin to implement?
Some of the plans, I got working on a West Coast tour right now. I got some people that... friends out there in the California area and the Arizona area that we're looking at, starting from Arizona and just driving our way up. So we're looking at solidifying that, working on some music for a new album for next year. Gonna be working the new Untraditional album for this year, and then overall, man, just be a better husband to my wife, a better father to my kids, and a better servant of the Lord.
Hey, man, that's what's up, man. And any last words you want to share with the listeners, man, or anybody in particular, man?
You know what? I just like to send a shout out to the whole Northwest scene, all the artists who are of the faith doing it. You know, each and every one of you. You know, I mean, just continue to work your craft. Continue to do pen the songs that God has blessed you to write. Sing the songs that God has ordained you to sing, and speak the word that speak God's word always. You know? So that's where I'm at. You know, and just a shout out to each and every one of you guys who are holding it down for Christ.
Man, that's what's up, man. Al, we appreciate your time, bro. We pray that God will continue to bless you in your ministry as you move forth in what He has for you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Yada the King, Don Christian. I don't know. You got
something. No, that's good. That's good.
God bless you and the movement that you're making through the airwaves for those who need the word of God by way of music. You know, just continue success to what you guys are doing, brother.
Amen, man. You have a great night, bro.
God.
All right, y'all. That was awesome. Getting it in with Al. Original. I'm sorry. I'm giving up. Man, you know, when I know some cats, I accidentally be slipping up and giving their real names. But we definitely want to say, man, thank y'all for checking it out. Always, you can always do this. You can go to yadadaking.com, check out some of the archive interviews. Man, let's say you just hopped in the middle of the interview, you missed it. You can always go to our website. We will have these interviews up there, man, for your listening pleasure. And tell somebody else about what we got going on, man. It's not just about our name, the Yada the King Radio, getting out there, man. It's really about the message of the gospel that is being transmitted through the vessels, man, of in the gospel urban music community. And, man, that's really what we're here for, man. We're here to support. And I'm going to say this, man, if you got a project that you're working on, the release date, if the release date is coming up in the next several months, please get at me, man. I would love to have you on the show. Man, that's really how we do it, man. You got good music, a good ministry. I want to hear about it. I want to talk about it. We want to get you on. Send your music to music@yadadaking.com and we can make it happen, bro. And I do got to say this too, man, for all those that got the app for the Android or iPhone, you can always check it out there. And if you're looking, you're like, man, how can I hear this show? Man, you ain't buy a computer, get the Android or iPhone app. It'll definitely allow you to be able to check us out wherever you are. I'm gonna do this, man. And I do got to shout this out too, man. I saw the south.com is coming together to put a hip hop hope tour, and they're going to be in Portland pretty soon, man. I think the date is going to be coming up soon. I'm going to try to get it out there, man. If anybody is in the Northwest, Portland is a good look to go check out, man, and collab with a lot of Christian hip hop artists that will be in the building, man. The South Holy Culture is going to be involved and a lot more people, man. So we're going to talk about that later, man. And as I find out more information, I will share that with you, man. But since they were going to Portland, I was like, man, who should I play from Portland? And I'm going to say this. If you're in Portland, man, there's a lot of stuff about to happen out in Portland, man. And I'm going to try to be out there a little bit more. But this song right here, I had to go, man. I'm going to go with the Native Lungs cat, you know what I'm saying, by the name of Braille. And I went with the single that he had called Native Lungs, man. And we're going to spin that right now on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it going, y'all. Yes!
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Gabriella, and you're listening to Native Lord, Braille Brizzy.
West Coast Native.
Was born
1981, September 22nd, firstborn son, got my feet wet in a city of rain, learned how to walk in the muddy terrain, used my tape decks to study the rap game, been around for a while, seen a lot of things change, this is my native land, language I understand, before I made records I was a fan, I was in the East Coast mostly, the Lifesavers were my favorite group locally, 2000 Cream Team with the speakers on max, and the DJ would scratch with his sneakers on his hands, man, you could find me in the front row, with the double X clothes on, pockets full of paper that I wrote on, always had rhymes with me, that's why I know how to write them so quickly, West Coast native. Let me pick up where I left off. A few years after Hammer Pants and Crisscross, I took it serious, notebooks, pencil lead, flow go with the beat like a needle and thread. Needle to the record, freestyling in my room, no audience, letting the bass go boom, for the love of it, and that's the native lung of it. Back then, never knew what would become of it. Before I had my driver's license, I was analyzing who could rhyme the nicest. Shy and silent, but something inside was rising. Each step got more surprising. West Coast native. West Coast native. Native. West Coast. West Coast native. West Coast native. Yeah. I learned the hard way, nobody taught me how. Kept flowing even though I had a sloppy style. Didn't know how to count my bars right. Must have learned how to play my cards right. So many MCs light years ahead of me. What can I do that hasn't been done already? Not much, I'm a novice in this. Made mistakes, I can't go back and fix it. I was wicked, never sought forgiveness. Never thought I'd write rhymes with the gospel in it. I'm not the El Capitan or Lieutenant. Things never pan how I plan, I admit it. Thank God I repented, I was so foolish. I thought I could get saved by the music, but he chose me. It's a lot to take in, and that's how the story begins. Let's get it in.
What up, it's your boy Blaze Torch. I wanna take this time and introduce you to my family. Yeah, it's Face.
And I'm MC, baby.
And you already know who it is. This is Sick. Let's go now.
Yo, give me that boom, we got that. That's all I need inside of they need that. Rep for the king till the day we got that. That's all I wanna hear is that boom, they need that. Yo, give me that boom, we got that. That's all I need inside of they need that. Rep for the king till the day we got that. They need that.
I rep the kingdom, all to the fullest. I'm not of this world, I am just a tourist. Thinking you're smarter than God, please don't be foolish. The only wisdom you have is in your teeth and you toothless. With God, I have all types of benefits. Even the kingdom of heaven is my inheritance. We in the lab, trying some experiments. Rain and Holy Ghost, fire are the elements. And when it comes to saving souls, I'm a maniac. Aiming for your cardio, call it a heart attack. You can't sleep on my God like an insomniac, because he calls all of the plays like a quarterback. Sick, always with a torch in hand. Amphibious, conquering water and land. Timeless, like a sand clock with no sand. I wear them on my chest, Jesus Christ is my brand.
Yo, give me that boom, we got that. That's all I need inside of
they need
rep.
That
rep for the king to the name, we got that. That's all I wanna hear is that boom, they need that. Yo, give me that boom, we got that. That's all I need inside of
they need
rep.
That
rep for the king to the name, we got that.
Yeah.
They need that.
Boom boom bap, ningún rap. Sin hip hop, salva rap. Omnipresent, all over the map. This will turn your fate into a snap back. Abro mi boca y el infierno se espanta. Wow, ¿quién le dio tanto poder a mi garganta? Cada semana es una semana santa. Y eso es como McDonald's. Me encanta. Mi rima te para el pelo, llama a tu estilista. Dios tiene una boda, yo estoy en la lista. Para el cielo hay un camino, estrecho y fino. Y para el infierno una autopista. Este es el remix, mixto. Yo soy anti, anti-Cristo. You need that, we got that. We run in this track, and this under the first lap.
Yo, give me that boom, we got that. That's all I need inside of
they need that.
Rep for the king to the day, we got that. That's all I wanna hear is that boom, they need that. Yo, give me that boom, we got that. That's all I need inside of
they need that.
Rep for the king to the day, we got that.
Yeah,
they need that.
I'm on another planet,
Christ can save you from the grim reaper. Please give an ear to what it is I teach you. Blazing sick, metal wings like Mike Vick. Light up like a glow stick whenever we flow sick. Oh, never thought you'd hear the remix. Three Jersey cats lifting up Jesus. This is history, I know you see us. Smashing the devil into pieces. Doing whatever the Holy Ghost pleases. We got the boom, you know you need this.
Yo, give me that boom, we got that. That's all I need is shut up, they need that. Rep for the king to the day, we got that. That's all I wanna hear is that boom, they need that. Yo, give me that boom, we got that. That's all I need is shut up, they need that. Rep for the king to the day, we got that. They need that. Boom, boom, back, we got that. Boom, boom, back, you need that. Boom, boom, back, we got that. Boom, boom, back, you need that.
Yeah, Boom Boom Bap, the remix featuring Sick, and they spell it S-I-K-C. That's how sick they are, man. That's what's up, man. Another single, man. They got a hot video for that, too, man. Check it out, man. Videos, man, I always go to the South, Rapzilla, West Coast Fire, Holy Culture. These are the places that I consistently be on, man. I want to see y'all on there. And you can also slide by yadadaking.com. You know what I'm saying? I have no problem sharing that with y'all. But anyway, let's get on the topic of the day, man. My dad, Pastor Harold Franklin, senior pastor of New Creation Christian Center, he preached on a message yesterday, man. And we didn't have a rhyme for what we're about to do this year. He just was saying in 2012, we're going to be God seekers, man. And some of the things that really he talked about was, what is a God seeker? And what does it look like? And somebody that seeks God is, as he went through Matthew chapter 6 in the latter part of the chapter, where it talks about the things that people seek. They seek elaborate things. They might seek cars. They might seek in the chapter in Pacific, they talked about food and clothing. But it said, man, if we are seekers of God, not only will God bless us with these other things, but we will have what we need in life. And God is what we really need. When we seek God, we put him above the things that we would say want in life, and even the things that we need in life. I would say this, man, we need God more in our life than we need any other thing, man. And that's what a God seeker looks like. Now, if you in your life are more concerned with things of this world, then you are not a God seeker. I think that's really clear. And I'll say this, man, even Christians, we have to learn to seek God first. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you as well. And the thing that my dad was saying, we have to seek his kingdom. What does that mean? We are under God's rule. I am going to be under God's rule as I seek God. I'm going to put myself in a position where I'm going to humble myself, and I'm going to make sure my lifestyle is pleasing to God, and my life, I am doing the things that God has asked me to do. Also, if you're not doing the things that God wants you to do, once again, you are not seeking God, you are seeking yourself. And I think that's a consistent battle that we are going to be battling against, man. As Christians, we have our fleshly desires and we have godly desires. The more that we cancel out fleshly desires, the more that God can move in our life, the more that God can be pleased with our life, and the more things we do not have to worry about in our life, man. And I think, as I always been saying, I see a lot of on TV, man, on the news, what they really try to do is inflict worry on people. And it's through various ways that they do it, through things that happen in life that are out of people's control. The future, it could be bad. You know, we hear all types of things where it inflicts worry, but if we seek God, we do not have to be partakers of worrying about what God is going to do. The Bible clearly says that we have never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. These are scriptures in the Bible that are promises that we have. We can go because God's word doesn't lie. nor does it die. It's a continuing living word that we can access, man, in our life as we continue to seek God. And the outcome of a God seeker is a person that has peace, man. The word of God talks about it, man. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Does that mean that you're not going to be hit with battles? I'm not saying that. Does that mean that your life is just going to be perfect because you seek God? I am not saying that. But what I am saying is that God will give you a peace despite what your circumstance looks like. He will give you a peace that will help you get through. The difference that I always say between a Christian and a non-Christian is in life is, man, we had the same stuff happen. But us as Christians, we have God helping us get through the same things that happen in everybody's life, man. Death is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Hard times are going to happen. But we have that one sure thing that through it all, God is going to be with us and he's going to help us through it all, man. And that's not just a crutch. We lay out on that joint. That's a stretcher. As Pastor Nate would say, man, we stretched out. Our faith is stretched out on that. And we know God is going to do something, man. 2012, I want to hear what y'all want us to talk about on Yacht of the King, man. You got a topic, we need to put it in the Yacht of the King vault and get it cracking right here and right now, man. You can hit us up at music@yachtoftheking.com if you want to send music, or just add us on Facebook and Twitter, man, Yacht of the King. And Yacht of the King means nothing but to lift the name of Jesus high with power and strength and stand on your feet, man. I'm out of here. Don Christian, the warrior, out.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yacht of the King Radio, out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yacht of the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.
Yacht of the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yacht of the King?
Yacht of the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yes, Yacht of the King Radio
now on gospelnw.com. Yacht of the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yacht of the King?
Yacht of the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yes, Yacht of the King Radio
now on gospelnw.com.
Come on over to YachtOfTheKing.com.
Live every Thursday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern. Definitely want to get it in with us, man, as we interview the best in gospel urban music. Check out the Fun Facts segment, man. You don't want to miss this. Catch up on our interviews and Chase's devotional. Subscribe to the email list, man, and see what's popping on Twitter and Facebook with us. You dig?
Your home for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
YachtOfTheKing.com.